We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
Starting Labor Day off weekend right here at Petco Park. Padres beat the Dodgers last night 10-7. Game two tonight. James Shields will be on the mound against Mike Bolsinger, who is fresh back from AAA OKC for the Dodgers. We're going to turn on the old Cholula hot seat here. Mike Grace has joined us. Mike sometimes hosts the show. He is in charge of the Fryer, all game entertainment, all that good stuff here at Petco Park. And he's a little bit of a resident historian when it comes to this Padre team. He's been around for a while now. And last night, Bloopers got the highlight. Last night, Yonhervis Solarte hit a home run. That was a big home run in the win over the Dodgers, and that also made it to the, third level? Is that what we're going to refer to it as?
It's funny because it's the third deck, but it's the fourth floor, so I think that's where some of the confusion comes from. We're on the first floor, but you would never say this is the first deck, so third deck is probably appropriate.
Third deck slash fourth floor of the Western Metal Supply Company building. First one this year, I believe, that we've seen go up there. Last season, we saw one hit by Reimer Liriano. Late in the year, that actually went in one of the doors.
Yes.
Which I like. I feel like you should get an extra run for that because you've, like, hit the bullseye target or something.
I'd sign on for that.
Absolutely. We'll call Manfred.
Have you ever been up there?
Oh, yeah. It's high up, man.
Not only is it high up, you look at a home plate and you go, no way.
Right?
Exactly. I was just up there 2 days ago.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
The Liriano one, definitely longer than last night's. Further
yes.
away, I guess.
Two doors down.
Yeah, 2 doors down. Well said. One, this makes me even more excited for Home Run Derby in July.
It's all I could think about when I saw it.
That's it. That was the first thought that popped into my mind was like, my goodness, first of all, we're going to reinforce the glass here in our studio that faces out to left field because we're going to get peppered.
Can we make him sit down here the whole time so that he is just constantly?
Absolutely.
I mean, he'll have PTSD by the end of it.
He gets very frightened by things as it is, so I think that would certainly be entertaining for us is to just watch him. Even if we tied him down, maybe.
poor Blooper.
Like, really freak him out. Go ahead. You have something to say, sir?
I really want to be in the outfield and check.
That's not going to happen. No. It's for little kids.
So?
You're not a child.
Almost.
Yeah. But anyway, so those were a couple long home runs. So all of this Twitter conversation going on last night about the longest home runs in Petco Park history that attacked the Western Metal Supply Company building. So Grace went through all the old video, and he came up with your best of list, basically.
Well, the thing was Bill and I have had this conversation for a while. Bill Center is absolutely convinced that a ball has been hit on the roof during a game. And I've missed maybe single-digit games since Petco Park opened. I mean, I'm here almost every single game. And I'm certain it has not happened. He is certain it has, and he still doesn't believe it, even though I've found video evidence that it hasn't happened of the home runs in question.
He's getting up there.
Well,
let's be real. Can we call it what it is?
He was thinking of the home run derby that the softball players were having.
He might
be. That could have been it, the long haul bombers.
That's the only guys that have hit it up here. And then I've seen a couple in BP. But so, and there was a couple fans that thought they remembered them happening. So I wanted to go and find video evidence. I tweeted a picture of our storage room where all the beta tapes and DVC Pro tapes are. And the three dates that were in question, I found them, and it hadn't gotten on the roof. And again, it's something we talk about with the All-Star Home Run Derby.
It's happening.
Balls are going to get on the roof.
100%.
I mean, Giancarlo is going to put one up there.
Whoever it is.
I mean, a guy like that.
It's going up. It obviously will be a right-handed hitter, but somebody's going on the roof. There's no doubt in my mind. We all know about the special baseballs that they use for Home Run Derby. These aren't standard game balls. It's BP, and guys are trying to put on a show. So I agree with you. I would bet everything I've got that there will be at least one that gets up to the roof of this building, and probably more than one when we think about it. But your personal favorite, we've got three old ones we're going to show. Two from Khalil Greene, one from Miguel Cabrera. Maybe we start with Miguel Cabrera. Is that doable, Blooper? Because that was the one I think a lot of people on Twitter last night felt had made it to the roof of this building, like all the way up to the top. And you said, no, that is not the case. So this is Miguel Cabrera as a Florida Marlin. I mean, it's insane where it goes.
A svelte Miguel Cabrera. And I understand because that ball looks like it's still going up. Like, that's the hardest hit of the three. And a young Miguel Cabrera, you're like, oh, wow, this guy's going to be special. And obviously we've seen him become a very special baseball player. So I understand why people thought that because, I mean, this is an absolute laser up there. Sorry, Adam Eaton.
Yeah, he just put his head right down.
He's like, he knew. the camera didn't follow it right. It took another angle to get it. So that was absolutely crushed. But, no, I mean, he hit it midway up the across the deck
yeah.
And onto that top level, but not on the roof. But impressive nonetheless. And yep. then so and then Khalil Greene was the one that Bill has always said
so
that Khalil Greene put one on the roof.
It's August 4th, 2004, the first year of Petco Park. And, yeah, Bill Center, our dear friend, he was convinced that this ball ends up on the roof. We'll go ahead and watch it. It's against the Philadelphia Phillies. Again, August 4th, 2004. There was no high definition back then. That's why it's a square video. And just a ridiculous, ridiculous shot down the line. But that's sort of up where last night's was, Solarte's home run.
It was, and it was the first time. This was the first one to get up to this level. So, obviously, that was special. And Khalil just had this crazy connection with the fans. They just absolutely loved him. I don't know if any player outside of a Trevor Hoffman has been as beloved as Khalil was, and especially for a guy as quiet and unassuming as he was. I mean, the pitch is down and in, and he gets it up there. Super impressive. So I'll always remember that one because it was the first one to get up there. As they were building this place, that was the one thing we were so excited about, the foul pole being on the building and then getting it into the different levels of the building. And so when he did that finally, we were ecstatic. And
right.
I mean, that was a fun year just in general.
Of course. We got one more. It's from the next season, May of 2005. Again, Khalil Greene, this time against Atlanta. And another one of these up the Western Metal highlights. This was a day game. Marine layer and almost the same spot the very next year.
Yeah, this one looks actually a little harder hit, kind of on that same trajectory yeah. as Miguel Cabrera, but it's funny. So Jeff Pratt, who works on our staff, he's a absolute baseball nerd like us, and he keeps these insane notes on home runs here at Petco Park. He has logged every single home run that's been hit here, the distance, where it landed. So I'd kind of been working with him when Bill brought up the fact that one hit on the roof, and he goes, I think one did, but I'm not sure. The reason he thought one did was because it was in Bill's notes. And so we finally went back and looked at the video evidence of it all to find out that Jeff was duped by Bill's notes.
So it's a vicious cycle, basically.
It really is.
That Bill is putting misinformation out there, not intentionally,
no,
I don't
no.
think, although we'll have to ask him. And then that sort of began this whole story or myth. Of the upper deck.
It might be all the old candy he's eating.
So we saw three.
Yes.
How many total?
Total home runs here?
No. Have there been up in the upper deck?
15 is what I've got here that have landed on the
deck. Why don't I put Khalil Greene in that group to hit balls up in the third deck there?
Crazy, right?
I wouldn't have put him because I didn't see either one of those. So I wouldn't put him in
you wouldn't
the group
have guessed
of
that.
Guys.
Yeah, no, yeah, I mean,
I wouldn't,
yeah,
I
Justin
wouldn't.
Upton's done it, not as a part of this team, but as a Diamondback, he did it. We talked about Liriano, Carlos Quentin did it. Who else? Ryan Braun, Chase Headley did it. Bloopers beloved Mike Piazza did it.
Braun, was that the three homer game?
It had to be.
Yeah,
in 12,
yeah,
I think so.
It was crazy.
Oh, he was good. He was really good. Rich Aurelia, he did it as a member of the Padres.
Really?
Yeah, Xavier Nady. So
X did it. It's cool. What would your approach be, Bavacqua? Home run derby, I'm putting you in the box. I'm saying try and get one up on the roof here. What are you looking for from a hitter perspective?
Just ball on the inside part of the plate.
Just something to turn on.
Yeah.
Yank it. Are you aiming for down the line? Is that kind of the
Yeah, I
the
think
shortest
that's what you have
distance,
to
I
do.
Guess? Yeah.
That's the shortest distance to that upper tier. So you got that's what you have to do.
Are you with me that we'll see it in home run derby in July?
Yeah. I don't think there's a doubt.
Okay. Very cool.
I'm wondering if there's going to be one hit between the out into the park area. I'm talking about over the beach and over the seats.
Ooh,
you're talking
right center.
Yeah, I think you're talking like over 500 feet. So it's possible.
It happens in home run derby. You see 500-foot home runs in home run derby.
The only two I remember that I've actually seen hit a baseball on during batting practice were El Cañon, Raul Mondesi did it, and Billy Butler did it. Those are the only two. It's probably happened more than that because obviously I don't watch batting practice every day. But those are the two that I remember seeing, and you're like, oh, wow, that's fun. When
Dickerson,
you see it.
By the way, Alex Dickerson a couple days ago, batting practice, upper deck and right field.
You saw it?
I know somebody who saw it.
I heard the story too.
Yeah.
I've only seen a softball guy do that.
Upper deck, right field. I mean, that thing is back.
No, that's ridiculous.
And he's got a bum hip.
I think that's more impressive than the roof.
I agree.
You got to try to find out where it went and try to measure it.
I can tell you. If somebody tells me where it was,
yeah.
I'll tell you exactly how far it was.
All right. Well, that brings us to a Twitter question from Paul. He wants to know if they gave a distance for the home run from Solarte last night. I believe officially in the ballpark we had it at 407. Is that correct?
Yes.
StatCast had it at 404. Mm-hmm. So let's say 405.5.
Sure.
We'll marry the two together, which it's that's a nice poke.
Yes.
That's a nice poke. Real Zach, also on Twitter, has a question about the Home Run Derby and everything that goes along with it. And Real Zach says, if we think anybody could hit the video board in Home Run Derby. You're shaking your head, yes.
I think so.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I mean, we've seen the softball guys do that too. So, I mean, I think it can be done with the baseball.
That could be an expensive repair.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the windows that could be broken.
Okay. That's a good point. In the Western Metal, maybe open all the doors and you give everybody gloves or something up there. That's
going
to be the place to be, right? Like, if you're coming to Home Run Derby next year, you want to be in this building, right? Like, there's nowhere else I want to be. You can have right field. Everybody's going to be jammed into the Western
Metal. I hope they load up on right-handers, too.
Yeah, they should.
I mean, there's certain parks that are played to certain hands, and this one is definitely
right-handed. It's pull hitter, right-handed pull hitter.
Right-handed pull hitter.
After Chris Bryan and Jock Peterson being in the Home Run Derby this year, there might not be anybody being it.
I know.
Bryce Harper.
Let's not tell people about it. Let's not tell people about how bad their second halves have been.
That's true.
All right, good stuff, Mike. Thanks for coming down.
My pleasure.
And shedding some light on the home run situation. Hope everybody enjoyed that. Always fun to go down memory lane with some long balls of the past.
Oh, just going through the tape and seeing like Mark Sweeney on the bench with hair and mud with hair in the pregame show.
Worth it.
Doc Roberts still in uniform playing. It's kind of fun.
He had a great 2 days.
Yes, he did. That's Mike Grace on the Cholula Hot Seat. Cholula Hot Sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. We'll step aside when we come back. We got more Twitter questions, not home run related. We'll get to those. Beer Fest is bumping. Padres Social Hour presented by United.